Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, the Knicks knock off the Pistons
in
game six, 116-113. Great game, phenomenal basketball game where the Pistons had to rally in that fourth quarter, and you had a back and forth affair. But Jalen Brunson, with one of the most incredible crossovers that I don't know how Pistons fans are rationalizing this, but saying that Jalen Brunson pushed off is just not true. It just was such a insane crossover that Asur Thompson went on roller skates and just went whoop out of the scene.
It was one of the nastiest snatchbacks we've ever seen. And then, I mean, leading up to that, Asur put Jalen Brunson in a body bag in two straight possessions.
Yeah.
I mean, it what he did to him was insane.
I thought it was pretty telling. Was it Durin after the game? I think it may have been Jalen Durin after the game said, Asur Thompson, and I'm paraphrasing here, Asur Thompson is sick to his stomach because that's one of the best defenders in the world. And prior to him getting sent into the atmosphere by Brunson on that crossover, he looked like he was one of the best defensive players in the world.
Yeah.
But that crossover was nasty,
filthy snatchback. He created like 8 feet of separation. It was, and then he not only did have to create that space to knock that shot down. I felt so bad for the Pistons because there's one coaching decision that came out of this game that I was like, don't do it. I don't care about the free throws. And it was JB Bickerstaff taking Asur out because they were worried about the going hack out Asur. And I get it, but the second you took Asur out of the game, Jalen Brunson came up huge. Now, he got Asur in the end, but I think the game was decided a few minutes previous when he was able to go at Dennis Schroeder multiple times. And the one where Jalen just slipped and fell and they called a foul, that they had to challenge, that was so dumb. It was so bad. It was so egregious. It was like, get the hell up, Jalen. Get up.
He flops a lot.
And it bothers me because he's so good. And then you see him use his footwork and balance on the baseline to get that reverse. I mean, his footwork might be the best in the NBA. It is like, that's how a 6 foot guard is successful in the NBA, is the ability to knock down threes. His footwork is incredible. His balance is incredible. It is a superhuman power. Jab, spin, fall, back, step through, up and under, get to the other side, get the reverse. But it's on Schroeder. It's not on Asur, who gives you so much more length, strength, athleticism. And if those possessions don't happen, are you in that position? And God, Malik Beasley doing the Gary Trent Jr. The ball swings to him and it just squirts through his fingers. And the play design was brilliant. Malik Beasley was going to have a clear look to line up and lace a three. And he was the reason they got back into the game early on. He was the human torch. The Pistons came out soft.
I thought so too. Well, the Knicks also came out
swinging
and flexing. And then Karl-Anthony Towns I don't know what happened to Karl Anthony Towns.
He catted. That's what he did.
But no, on the injury, non-injury thing that he was like playing through.
I think he slipped a rib. Where he was grabbing, everyone's like, oh, he got the wind knocked out of him. No, because he didn't look like it. He doubled over. When you get the wind knocked out, you don't double over like that. He was having, like, you could see the pain, and he wasn't grabbing his, like, sternum. He was grabbing his side. It looked like did you see the jump ball?
Yeah.
He smacked the hell out of Jalen Duren on the face, and as Duren got hit, like, it looked like he, like, bottom of his hand, like, almost went. Karate chopped his rib, and it looked like he slipped a rib.
Because where he got hit it's not a place that you get the wind knocked out of you either. It was like too high for that. It was a really weird play, but it was also like, it's kind of one of those things that, like, this happens to Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah. But also, Towns was bad.
He was bad.
He was like,
Knicks so fans, was Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
Tobias Harris was on the defensive end. They were getting cooked when he was on the floor. I think his plus minus was like minus 20, 25 or 20 something. I don't know. It was really bad though.
23.
Minus 23.
Yeah, they were plus 17.
How many minutes did he play?
39.
Man.
Plus 17 with Beasley on the court. Beasley played 24 minutes. It was plus 17. He had 20 points, 6 of 13. From
see,
three.
That was, it was noticeable when Tobias Harris was on the floor. He's been. And I want to say, though, Tobias Harris has been great, was great in this series. He was not last night. No. And that was like slow start. You started to see the Knicks came out. They've been there before. They've done that before together for the most part. And the way that game started, it looked like it was going to be a long day for Detroit. But that young-ass team
pushed them to the brink,
kept their heads in it and whittled it away. And gave themselves a chance at the end.
Cade had a couple chances. That last layup, he just smoked it.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, no, dude.
They're going to get it in time.
Yeah. He was 0 of 8 from 3. The three-point shooting is like, look, this Pistons season, they went from, what, 15 wins to 44?
Yeah. The largest jump in NBA history
and
of win differential.
If you have, what, two or three things go different across this series, you win the series.
Yep. You won it one game ago in New York.
Like, that's how tight this series was.
Yeah.
And this is a team they're on the right path, man. Like, and you can talk about, well, it's the East and da-da-da-da. They're a player away from, like, maybe that's guys Jaden Ivey. You know? Like, there is opportunities for the Pistons going forward. They didn't go out sad. I was disappointed that they weren't able to force game 7. That was the one I thought was going to go 7 for sure. But unfortunately, the Pistons fans didn't get to see a home court win in the playoffs. And they are now 18 years without a home court win in the playoffs.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.